Links Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company.
Good evening once again. Welcome to Friday Sport Preview on Manx Radio. I'm Rob Pritchard and I hope you've had an excellent week wherever you are. Coming up tonight, the Women's Floodlit Cup final awaits in Manx football this weekend, whilst Barnton are the latest team to try and stop FC Isle of Man's red hot form in 2022 tomorrow. In rugby, the first game of the Ravenscroft Manx Plate beckons tomorrow, whilst Douglas will be looking to pick up valuable points at Portishee against Glossop. And in Manx hockey, whilst the league leaders across the divisions start to show their strength, priceless points are up for grabs again this time around for those trying to catch them. That's all to come this evening. Kicking things off once more, it's FC Isle of Man. They'll be looking to continue their scintillating form at the start of 2022 when they welcome Barnton to the Bowl this Saturday. The Ravens have won all four of their games at the start of the year so far, the most recent a thrilling 5-2 victory over Cheadle Town last weekend. The Island side sit third in the NWCFL Division 1 South rankings as it stands on 57 points. That puts them 10 points clear of the teams outside the playoff paces, and a win for them this time out could lift them up to second if New Mills lose at home to high-flying league leaders West Isbury and Chorlton this weekend. Well, Barnton travel to the Isle of Man, 15th in the table. They have a 9-point gap between themselves and the relegation zone. The Villagers, who are based in Cheshire, they've had some encouraging form of late, with just one defeat in their last six games in all competitions. The others were two wins and three draws. Their last fixture saw them secure a comprehensive 4-1 win at home over Roaster. FC Isle of Man versus Barnton will kick off at the Bowl this Saturday at 6:30 p.m. And as ever, we on Manx Radio have got you covered. If you're not heading down to the Bowl yourself, Manx Radio will be providing full live match commentary of the clash on our AM1368 and digital platforms. Once again, we would love to have you along for that. Now, let's move on to more local footballing matters. And he's back as ever, Tony Meppen. Very good evening to you.
Good evening to you, Rob.
Well, before we get into league matters, I guess, there is the quite big matter in itself of the Canada Life Women's Floodlit Cup final this Sunday. It's a 2:45 p.m. kickoff at the Bowl, Corinthians versus Peel, and it's a repeat of last year's final, isn't it?
It certainly is, and both teams have improved, I think, from last season, so they'll be looking to have a really good game at the Bowl. It's 2:45 kickoff on Sunday, and I watched both semi-finals last week, and Onken, it was always going to be a tough game for them because Corinthians are a strong team. And I think 8-0 wasn't too bad. I think Corinthians, the players that they've got out there, they're wise, a lot of experience in there. And certainly the second game, Douglas Royal against Peel. Well, Douglas Royal had one or two new players in from the week before when they played Corinthians in the league. And it was a good performance all round, I think, by both teams. And Sarah Wignall with a hat-trick, absolute beauty, one of them. And when you look at other players that are in there, Sarah O'Reilly, Becky Corkish, they're a really strong outfit. Both teams will be going for it. We'll wait and see how it all unfolds because it's going to be on the day. But a great game of football in store. And anyone who's looking to sort of fill the afternoon slot in is go down and watch it, because I went down to the Island Women's training on Wednesday, Rob. And it's funny, isn't it, when you see Corinthians and Peel all training together. And I'm not saying they're enemies on Sunday, but certainly they won't be talking too much to each other. And there's some great footballers around at the moment in women's football. Very young players who are going to improve as time goes on. So great game in store, and get yourself down there.
Yep, all friendships will be put to one side for
exactly.
That one. So, a reminder of the Canada Life Women's Floodlit Cup final. 2:45 p.m. kickoff at the Bowl on Sunday. Corinthians versus Peel. Hopefully a fantastic game in store there. Now Let's move on to league matters. And on Saturday, kicking off at 2 o'clock in the Canada Life Men's Premier League, we have five games in store.
We do, and the one I've sure you've been looking at is Corinthians against Russian. Russian, who were top of the table, and when you look at Corinthians now, slipped down to, I think, his fourth. And it's at Ballot Fletcher, so it's a good playing surface to play football on. But both teams have been decimated with players that they've lost this season. But Russian seem to have been able to cover them gaps a lot better than, I think, Corinthians. I know Corinthians have been missing players through suspension, also injury as well. But I've got to just look at this one and just got a funny feeling that Russian might just sneak it. In current form, they're scoring plenty of goals. And, you know, when you look at Aaron Hawley and other players there, Ryan Crawley, they're scoring plenty of goals, and that could be the difference between them. As we're with Corinthians, defend well. Adam Killie, good goalkeeper, so he'll be looking to try and keep a clean sheet. But I've just got a feeling here that Corinthians are just going to take the victory.
And four other games, let's not forget.
No, we won't. And Moran against Laxey. I know Laxey be disappointed with the way things have gone of late. Moran will be looking to see if they can get some points out of this one. Moran, I think, can move above Laxey, but I think Laxey will try and make it difficult. But I think Moran might just edge it. Old Boys against Ramsey. Ramsey moved up to third. Old Boys absolutely flying. I know current form says to me that Ramsey should win it, but I'm going to go for Old Boys just. Union Mills against Douglas Royal. I think Douglas Royal as well are just in a bit of a rut since Christmas. So tough game, but I'm going to go for Royal to win. And Ramsey Centre against St George's. Even though they lost last week, St George's, I expect them to beat Ramsey Centre.
Let's rattle as ever through the other divisions. Five games in Division 2.
St John's against Governors. You know, St John's just want to keep a touch at the top of the table. I know they're right in there, but don't want to slip up, so I'd expect St John's to win that. D&D against Onchan. D&D impressive last week and plenty of goals against the league leaders, so I'm going to go for Onchan to win that. Foxdale against Braddon. Could be a close battle because one or two of the younger players, the under-16s, are coming through for Braddon now, makes them stronger. But I think Foxdale should just win. Maloo against Douglas Athletic. Points to me for a Maloo victory. And Poros against Michael. I just wonder if Michael might be able to sneak this one, purely because the way Paul Rose played last week wasn't the best of results for them. So, close one, but I'll just go for the home side, Paul Rose, to win.
All right, and then four games in the Canada Life Combi 1.
Yeah, Laxey against Moran. I'm going to go for Moran to win that. Ramsey against Douglas High School Old Boys. Old Boys top of the table. Go for Douglas High School Old Boys to seal victory there. Rushen against Corinthians. Right up there battling as well in that top of the league race. Corinthians about third or fourth from the bottom. So it's points to me Rushen to win that one. And Douglas Royal against Union Mills. I'm going to go for Douglas Royal.
Now, there are five games in Combi 2 because we have, unfortunately, had the sixth game has been a casualty, unfortunately, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Douglas Athletic, unfortunately, couldn't field a team, so that one's gone, so the points will go to Maloo. But Colby against Castletown. I'm going to go for Castletown to win that game. Governors Athletic against St John's. St John's superb last week. Plenty of goals. Go for Johnners to win. Michael against Paul Rose. Going to go for Michael to win that one. Braddon against Foxdale. Going to go for Foxdale. And Onchan against D&D. Onchan to victory in that game.
And then moving into Sunday, we've already spoken about the Canada Life Women's Floodlit Cup final between Corinthians and Peel. And last but certainly not least, on Sunday, there are two games in the Masters football at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, one of these sides, certainly Douglas Royal, haven't played for a while in this one, so they could be a bit rusty against Governors Athletic. But I think Royal should be strong enough, so I'll go for Royal to win. And Laxey against Colby, real battle between these two sides. I think Laxey will just edge it. I think Lee Price's team's going to be too strong for him, and you know, Laxey will take maximum points.
Tony, thanks very much, but we do have just around 60 seconds. We'll just go back to FC Alamann for a second. Barnton, of course, there is a big gap between the two sides on paper in that division, but looking at Barnton's form, they've certainly shored up, particularly defensively in the last few weeks. Do you think they could be difficult for the Ravens to break down, even if the Ravens are in the excellent form that they are?
They're in superb form, Ravens, and I would just say difficulty won't matter. I would think Ravens want to keep this momentum going, and they want to play good football, and that's what they've been doing. Really proud of the way they've gone about it. It's a joy to watch, and hopefully they'll do the same again tomorrow night. I just can't see them beating FC Alamann. I just think at the moment that they're on fire. They're lethal everywhere up front. Midfield are working so hard. Defensively, they're solid. So I only see FC Alamann winning this game.
All right, and just a reminder, if you're not heading down to the bowl, we're providing full live match commentary here on Manx Radio of FC Alamann versus Barnton. 6:30 p.m. tomorrow on Manx Radio AM 1368 and digital. And of course, the last time the two teams met earlier in the season, FC Alamann ran out 6-1 winners. I'm sure they'd happily take a repeat of that. But nothing is certain in football, is it? Tony, thank you very much once again. Okay, now moving on to rugby. And Douglas are back at Portishead again this weekend for their latest clash in the North 1 West. They take on a Glossop side who beat them back in October, but the hosts may just feel bullish about their chances of getting what would be some important points this time around. Meanwhile, after the Ravenscroft Manx Cup got started last weekend, this Saturday sees the beginning of the Ravenscroft Manx Plate. Taking a look at all of this, as ever, is Dave Christian.
Well, Douglas have a home fixture against Glossop, and we thought they were in with a sporting chance last week against Manchester, and they were. They put in a pretty good performance, but were just edged out in the end by, I don't know, Manchester side, who are in the top five in the division. Glossop are a little bit lower down the table, don't have quite a good record as Manchester, so you have to think that Douglas have got a reasonable chance here. They lost by 20 points away at Glossop earlier in the season, but they've got home advantage, and I know that we have this old cliche that home advantage doesn't necessarily count for a lot. It actually does in rugby. Statistically, if you look through all the results in all the divisions, you generally find it's the home side that wins. There will be some exceptions to the rules. You know, the teams in the top five are going to likely to always win home and away. The teams in the bottom five are always likely to lose at home. But Douglas are in the bottom five, but they're just fringing on it. And you feel they've got a couple of games in hand. You know, points deductions have gone on to other teams. There have been successful appeals. They've yo-yoed in and out of that bottom part of the table. But a couple of results now, and they could just well boost up. And their nearest rivals are Bowden and Broughton Park, and they've both got tough games this weekend. And I think Douglas, if they can pick up some points against Glossop, they're going to possibly climb a place, maybe just a place this weekend, maybe two. We'll have to wait and see on that, but it'll depend on other results. Dry track at Portishead as well. Douglas' backline has been pretty good all season. They've got some really quick guys in there. Harry Swain just started in the team. He's already had a run at 10 and a run in 15. They've got a pair of quick wings in the Martin twins, Kyle Martin and Craig Martin. Charlie Henthorne, after a few seasons down with the Douglas Celts, is looking like a really strong candidate in the first team as well. And another youngster, Harry Hewson, in midfield. These guys have all got bags and bags of running in them. A nice dry track at Portishead, and I think the weather forecast is suggesting we're going to have sunshine and good conditions on Saturday afternoon. I think Douglas have got a better than even chance, at least, of pulling off a home win that they desperately need. The other thing they desperately need, and I think we've talked about this before in preview, is bonus points. In rugby union, if you score four tries or more in a game, you score a bonus point, and you also pick up a losing bonus point if you finish within seven of the other side. Douglas have only got a 5 bonus points, I think, out of 13 matches. And compared to those around them, that's pretty poor. You need to be looking in double figures for your bonus points. So they've got a little bit of work to do there. But I have a feeling in the season that they got promoted to North One West, I have a feeling their bonus point tally was pretty low in that season too. So I think that's been a perennial problem for the guys at Portishead. And perhaps it'll solve itself over time. But I'm sure it's something that the coaches will be looking at. 1:30 kickoff of Portishead for this game. North One West, Douglas against Glossop. Don't miss it. Also on Saturday, it's the Ravenscroft Manx Cup competition, but the Cup is split into two separate leagues, the A-League and the B-League, if you like, or the Cup and the Plate, which are the bits of silverware that are on offer. We had the Cup, or first round of the Cup competition was last week. It's the Ravenscroft Manx Plate this week, which is the B-League. And we'll see Ramsey B versus Emerging Nomads and Vagabonds Hornets versus Western Vikings. This is pretty much a rerun of the games that we had 2 weeks ago, which were the tail end of the Manx Bowl competition. Ramsey and Emerging Nomads was at the Murrick Park. I think the only difference is Vagabonds Hornets and Western Vikings will be at Bala Fletcher, not at QE2. The games in that last weekend were pretty tight. Ramsey winning 36-5 at half-time at the Murrick Park, and it finished, I think, 45-22. Southern Nomads winning the second, Emerging Nomads, apologies, winning the second half up there at the Murrick Park. And the game at QE2 finished within 5 points. And of the two games between Vagabonds Hornets and Western Vikings, the aggregate score difference is 8 points. So there really is nothing to separate those two teams, and Ramsey and Emerging Nomads, there's not that much difference between those two either. I think we've got two close games in prospect. Yes, the standard will be a little bit slower than the Cup. There might be a few more drop balls, but the commitment from the players is going to be absolutely brilliant. We'll be covering one of those two games for Saturday Live, most likely Ramsey B versus Emerging Nomads, but we might just get a look in at Vagabonds Hornets yet. It'll depend on timings on Saturday morning, but I think two great games coming up there in that Ravenscroft Manx Plate. Don't miss either of them. Kickoff for both of those games is at 2:15. And remember, Douglas against Glossop is slightly earlier at 1:30.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today, or find us on Facebook.
Dave Christian with that report there, and rounding things off this evening in Manx hockey. Going into the latest round of fixtures this weekend, many of the divisions are seeing the league leaders starting to assert their dominance in the top spots. Backers A will look to maintain their lead in the Men's Premier League, whilst Vikings A will be striving to keep their advantage in the Women's top flight. But the race remains close in some of the divisions, including the Men's Division 1 and Women's Division 2. Taking a look at the latest important fixtures this time around, once again, Sam Spooner. So once again, games across the men's and women's divisions in Manx hockey, and starting with the Rossborough Men's Premier League. And at 12:30 at QE2, we have Vikings A versus Ramsey A.
Yeah, Ramsey A probably going to get beat this weekend. They're sitting third from bottom. They're out of all of the A teams, they're bottom. They're only teams below them are Vikings B and Valkyries B. They have had a couple of good victories, namely against Vikings B and Valkyries B. They have had another point as well off Valkyries A. But for me, Vikings A, they will prove too strong for a Ramsey A this side. Although Vikings A lacking a bit of confidence against after their loss against Backers A, they really came back strong last week against their B team, 11-0. So Vikings A all the way for me.
And the other game at 12:30 in that division, Vikings B versus Valkyries A at KWC.
Yeah, the last time this was played, it was a tight affair. Vikings B ended up losing 2-0 to Valkyries A. But they did have chances. I think their inexperienced front line probably told a little bit in that game. But the umpires even came off the pitch saying that, you know, maybe the B team deserved something out of that game. And I think it's another opportunity for Vikings B to maybe get a point out of one of the A teams. That being said, Valkyries A should be too strong for that beating.
And the other game in that division at 2:00, also at QE2, is Backers A, and they take on Valkyries B.
Yeah, I think Backers A are going to win this one fairly convincingly. It's not a matter of if they'll win, it's by how much. Valkyries B, they're bottom of the table. They were narrowly beaten by Vikings B, so they'll be targeting the next time they play Vikings B, try and get that head-to-head turned around in their favour so they don't get relegated. But this game, it's going to be a big test for them.
Okay, now we move on to the Rossborough Women's Premier League. Three games, all at 2:00, and the first of those up north is at Ramsey Grammar School, and that's Ramsey A versus Valkyries A.
Yeah, Ramsey A having a bit of an indifferent season this season. They sit second from bottom. However, when you look at the table, third, fourth and fifth, where Ramsey sit, are all on 5 points. So these three teams are all fairly evenly matched. And even Valkyries A, who sit in second, 2 points ahead of them, are also fairly evenly matched. And I think if these teams can just, if somebody can just raise themselves that little bit in this group of three or four teams, they will be able to challenge Vikings A, not this season, but next season. For me, I think Valkyries A will prove just a little bit too strong, but that's not counting Ramsey A out. They will be going all out for a win, and if they come away with a point, I think they'll be happy.
And then we have Backers A versus Valkyries B, the NSC.
Yeah, if we look at Valkyries B's record, played 6, lost 6, scored 3, conceded 43. However, when I've watched them play, they have 5-10 minute periods of the game where they play really, really well. And they have been unlucky not to achieve more during a game. I think if they're going to target a team or two that they want to get a point against, I think Backers A and Backers A is one of those. I think Ramsey A is the other. But Backers A, they've had a really good season so far this year, and I think they should come away with a win.
And rounding off the fixtures in the Rossborough Women's Premier League this week, it's Vikings A versus Castletown A.
Yeah, 5 points difference between these two sides. Vikings A sit top of the table, and they will be going all out for a win. They want to continue that advantage. They want their unbeaten season. Castletown A, though, they are a side to be reckoned with. They are going to challenge Vikings A, and Vikings A will need to be on top form to come away with a win.
Okay, now let's have a quick rattle through, as ever, through the other divisions, and we have two games in the Rossborough Men's Division 1.
Yeah, 12:30, we've got Harlequins A versus Vikings C at Cass Rushen High School. Last time the two sides met, it was a 3-3 draw, which Vikings C were incredibly happy with. Harlequins A bitterly disappointed after beating 2-0 up. That being said, Harlequins A have found some good form recently, and they should win out winners here. At 3:30, we see Castletown B versus Backers B at Castle Rushen High School. Backers B, top of the table, Castletown B at the bottom of the table, so Backers B for a big win here.
And then two games in the Rossborough Women's Division 1.
Yeah, at 12:30, we have Backers B versus Valkyries C. At the bottom of the table clash at the NSC. For me, I think Backers B will prove a little bit too strong, but Valkyries C, they'll be determined to try and get those 2 points they need to try and turn over their relegation battle. And then at 2:00, we see Castletown B versus Vikings B at Castle Rushen High School. Two very, very evenly matched sides, but I think Vikings B should run out just about winners. Both sides will be looking to claw back 2 points against Harlequins, who are top of the table at 10 points. And with Harlequins not playing this weekend, anything but a win for these two sides will be disaster.
Okay, and then we have three games in the Rossborough Men's Division 2.
Yeah, it's 11:00. We have Castletown Colts versus Ramsey B. at Castle Rushen High School. And then 11 o'clock again, we see Velkai C versus Bacchus C at QE2. And then at 3:30, big game, top of the table clash, Bacchus Colts versus Harlequins B. Now, Harlequins B, 5 games played, 5 games won, 35 goals in 5 games they've scored. They sit 5 points clear of Bacchus Colts, who lost last week. So Bacchus Colts will be eager to get some of those points back.
And then we had 2 games in the Rossborough Women's Division 2.
Yeah, and at 11 o'clock, we see Bacchus C versus Castown Colts at the NSC. And then 12:30, Ramsey B versus Vikings C. Now, Vikings C, they were top of the table, but Bacchus C overtook them last week. Bacchus C should run out winners against Castown Colts, but Vikings C, they'll be looking for a nice win against Ramsey, bottom of the table, Ramsey B, to go back to the top of the table.
And then last but certainly not least, 3 games at 3:30 p.m. on Saturday in the Rossborough Mixed Under-16s.
Yeah, all 3 games at 3:30, Bacchus versus Vikings at the NSC. Close game of prospect, there's only a few points separating both sides. Vikings sitting in second place though, so they'll go into the game as favourites. And then at 3:30, Castown against league leaders Harlequins. When I say league leaders, they are miles ahead of the rest of the teams. 4 points clear at the top of the table, so should be a big win for Harlequins here. And then the other game at 3:30, Ramsey Rogues and Rascals versus Valkyres. And for me, I think Ramsey Rogues and Rascals have had a decent season this year without getting the results they quite deserve. But Valkyres, they're third in the table, 6 points. I think they should win that one.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today, or find us on Facebook.
Well, that's all we have time for once again on Friday Sport Preview this week. Many thanks once again to my guests, Tony Meppham, Dave Christian and Sam Spooner. And just a final reminder once again, if you're not at the bowl tomorrow night, we at Manx Radio have got you covered for FC Isle of Man versus Barnton. We'll be providing full live match commentary from 6:30 p.m. tomorrow on Manx Radio AM 1368 and digital. That's all we have time for, so have a wonderful Friday evening, whatever you're doing, and also have a wonderful weekend. And until next time, bye for now.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.